And now, ladies and gentlemen, the Sahara Hotel is proud to present the triumphant return of Little Anthony and the original Imperial!
So much, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the world's famous.
Yes, ma'am.
Sounds just alike, famous and famous. The Conga Room here at the Sahara Hotel, Las Vegas, Nevada. I'll tell you what, let's all take an imaginary trip into the grab bag of time. Back to 1958, when I was a wee bit of a lad. Remember it well. I remember you. Thank you ever so much, ladies and gentlemen. That's very, very, very kind of you, because we record a lot of wonderful love songs.
Ballads,
beautiful songs over the years, because, well, there was an exception, this next song that we're going
to
do.
My favorite, Anthony.
Take care of him so we can go on with the show. And like I said, there was an exception, one particular song that was out of the norm, what people, you know, normally wanted to hear from us, those ballads and stuff. And actually, you see, it wasn't one of my favorites. I didn't have any control over recording a song or not. But you've got to understand the nature of the recording business in those days. You see, you had to record what you were told to record, or you wouldn't record at all.
That's right. Record that song, boy. The guy with the big cigar?
Man, would you get
a big Cuban cigar? Or was it El Producto?
Pull him back.
Or was it White Al?
Let's while we're here, let's get out of here, y'all. Here we go. One, two, three. Time. We should introduce everybody, don't you think? Yeah, so we can sing some songs. I'd like to, at this time, ladies and gentlemen, to introduce these very talented, and I say that not loosely, but from the heart, talented young men that I had the great pleasure of knowing for many, many, many years and perform with, all the way up to 1909, and then it came to an end. Now, that's the bad news. The good news is that we decided to regroup again in 1992. So, without any further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Clarence Collins. Ernest Wright. And the incomparable Sammy Strang. And my name, ladies and gentlemen, is Anthony Gordine. You don't have to call me little. I'm a grown man.
Yes, ma'am.
Where was I? I'll tell you what. Let's all take an imaginary trip into the grab of time again. Back to 1964. Remember it well. I'm on the outside. Somebody new. Mm-hmm. outside looking.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, he possesses my body now and then. Yeah, he sure does. You too? Oh, without the comes around. Yes, we were. He just bars my body. You won't mind. He's quiet, Elvis. Anyway,
this one.
Hmm?
Oh, yes.
Oh, no.
Yes, indeed.
Oh! Oh! Oh!
I woke up this morning, and I was feeling so bad. Oh, yes, I was feeling so bad. My phone rang, and my baby said to me, "Hey, everything's gonna be all right."
Yeah.
Oh, yes, she did. Oh, yes, she did. I'm alright now. I'm alright. Hey. want you to know.
Sure, you're right.
Boy, what a...
Thank you so much.
I'd like to have been on the switchboard. Listen.
You're so kind. Great audience. Wish we could take you with us every place we go.
Yeah.
You would love it. Listen, I know there are a lot of doo-woppers out there, because I know how you reacted to Shimmy Shimmy Coco Bob.
Any doo-woppers out there?
Hey, well, that's how we started, singing doo-wop music. Late at night.
Yes.
So what are we going to do? Something special.
Right.
For them.
Gonna take them back!
Back! To when McDonald's had one arch.
No, what?
No. No, we're
not quite
going
that far.
Back. That's
look,
a little too far.
Not quite that far.
Were you born?
No, that's a little bit too far.
We're gonna take you back to those nights. We used to stand under the lamppost.
Yeah, man.
I remember that.
Right?
Yeah.
Garbage cans.
Winos. No, lampposts is no garbage cans and winos.
That was our first audience, winos. You remember that?
I don't remember.
Some of them are here tonight.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, see, first of all, back in those days, we didn't dress like this.
No, because we didn't have no money.
That's very good.
We didn't have any music either.
No, we didn't have no musicians. We didn't have none of that stuff.
But we had the most important thing. We had each other.
Yes, indeed.
And late at night, throughout the neighborhood, you could hear those nice, round, oval tones.
Oh, yeah.
And we would sing Acapulco all night.
No. Wait. It's not Acapulco.
He's doing it again,
it's
guys.
It's acapella, Sammy.
It's acapella, man. We tell you that every show.
Hey, you talking to me? You talking to me?
I think I was. No, it's acapella, man.
Oh, is that? Well, you see, you got to remember back in those days when McDonald's had only one arch. I didn't know the difference between Acapulco and acapella. So I thought I was right.
Matter of fact, back then, he was only 2 inches taller than Lou Anthony. You guys remember? Boy, you've grown.
You think so? You have to excuse him. Excuse me, Ernest. Did you take your medication before the show?
Yes, I did. Matter of fact, I met Dr. Kevorkian at the airport as he was flying back. He gave me a shot.
Oh, boy.
And I'm full of life.
See, you're supposed to take... You're supposed to take it after the show.
Really?
Listen, what are we going to do? Back in those days, first of all, let me say, like most of the groups, we wrote a lot of our own songs. One night, Ernest turned the corner, which she always did, turn the corner and say, guys, I wrote a smash. Well, this particular night, you made not only his dream come true, but our dream come true, because you made this our very first Million Seller. And I don't care what they say, we're going to sing this song the way we did that night for the first time, Acapulco style, with the doo-wop routines and everything. Trust me.
He'll never learn. Yeah. He wants a vacation.
There's
just two kinds of people in the world. Why?
Mr. Ernest Wright.
Thank you.
Winward.
Thank you.
You know, not long ago, is that where we're at?
No.
I hope. Oh, that one? Oh, yeah. I like that because a love song is a love song. That's what they, one of these I'm going to learn this show. I got my paper in my room.
This is another 20 years you'll have it down.
I have it. Just be patient. It's
probably your allergy, man.
It is, you know. Is everybody suffering from allergies here around? What happened to Vegas?
An allergy?
Oh, man, my nose is running.
I know him.
I just... My nose is just...
Well, it's rough. A little dust in the hotel,
that's,
you know?
Well, that's what it is.
It's a little dust around.
I'm on the stage right here. And
matter of fact, Anthony, tomorrow when I go on my 10-mile walk, you should come... you should come with me. Past the health food store.
Yeah.
Because they have a special blend in there. They got organic kiwi juice. And that's good for an allergy.
Kiwi juice. All right. That'll help. I will on your 10-mile walk. I will. Where was I? Oh, a love song is a love song. That's what they go around telling us. Especially this one. Because we had the great pleasure recording this song in 1966. And we sold a few records. I think it was gold or something like that. Today is platinum, but I like gold. Anybody got any gold? I'll take it. Forget it, Ernest, don't take me seriously. Not literally. I bet she is. But you know, this is one of those relationship type songs, you know, like your mother and father, let me see, brothers and sisters, friends. That's a good one. That's a good analogy. Friends, even. Like right now, a lot of you came in here with your friends. Hopefully you leave here with your friends. But because we're friends, we're not out of the same cookie cutter. I mean, you know, you may want to do something different than they want to do. You know, it might have been one of your people in your party wanted to go out there and pull the slots. And you wanted to come in here and see Little Anthony and the Imperials. And that can cause a strain on the relationship. You can say something to them, and then they say something to you, and before you know it, you both say something you probably regret for the rest of your lives. Wow. Well, now, I'm not going to stand up here and act like I'm holier than thou, and I don't have these problems. Hey, I got friends. Yeah, they're my friends. We don't always agree. Hey, my wife's my friend. We never agree. But hey. But I've learned something, folks. I'm not going to let a trivial argument get in the way of that special relationship. I'm going to nip it in the bud before it gets out of hand. And I'm going to walk right up to her, look her in the eyes, and say, take me back, I'm begging, please. Take me back. When you belong to me, I had a jealous mind. Too late to find that you were not the cheating kind. And take me back, I'm begging please. Take me back. Jealous eyes to take a buck or two. The words of life is me that I was losing you. Take me back, honey, please. Take me back. Take me back.
me. Would you tell us? Did she take you back, man?
No, and I don't care. Sure, I got me a hit record, but I care. You know, of all the songs that Bills and I recorded, this song, by far, is my favorite. And I hope while I'm singing this song, I don't start crying up here. I don't want to cry. If I start crying, I'm going to blow my nose. Because every time I hear the introduction of this song, it reminds me of my first love affair. I was 12 years old. Beautiful place. Little cottages along the seashore, Brooklyn. And like any inner city kid in America, especially during school time, I love to play basketball.
Shoot $2.
Oh, yeah. I love that. Basketball in school. School and basketball was my whole life. It was my whole world. And I was happy. I was happy until she came into my life. Broke my little heart. Well, I hope this song doesn't bring any unpleasant memories like that to you folks. I just hope you will enjoy it. I know you don't know what I'm going through. Standing here, looking at you. Well, let me tell you that it
hurts so bad.
It makes me feel so sad. Yeah, but do you think I'll let her get away with that mess?
She did that to you,
not
man?
Not me, because she don't fool with me. Don't mess with my level. Just as I gave mine to you, looking a little piece.
I want more time.
No.
Just kidding.
Yes, you are.
Tips on my pillow one more time.
You know, not long ago, then Pearson, I heard this song. And after listening to it, it was said the things that we always wanted to say to those people that we had a special place in our hearts for. As young men coming up, we have a lot of encouragement by they were teachers and
they
moms and dads.
The way.
Sure did, gave us a lot of encouragement. But of course, a lot of those folks are not with us anymore. But we figured, hey, let's just sing the song anyway. And maybe, just maybe, they'll hear it. Must have been cold there in our shadows to never have sunlight on your face. You were content to let us shine in that your way. You always walked a step behind. We were the ones with all the glory. You were the ones with all the strength. A beautiful face without a name for so long. A beautiful smile to hide the pain. We know the truth, cause we know
we would be nothing
without you. Yeah, you ever know you are here. Yeah, everything we like to be.
You
Our mothers and fathers thank you. Our teachers thank you. And we thank you. Yes. Really? Is it? Uh oh! It's about that time. It's time to rock and roll!
All right, everybody, put your hands together like this. It's party time!
Stay locked behind the door. I don't have time to stop and get away. But I work so hard to make it every day. There's no money falling from the sky. Someone stole my brand new Chevrolet.
Yes.
And my rain is due. I've got no place to stay.
Oh.
Feel the price to spare.
Oh yeah!
All the endless people breathing filthy air.
Lord have mercy.
Food came in on all my simple dreams. I'm there to have my heart on the puppet skin. And it's hard to say just how something never changed. Hard to go on a trip to draw the line. I'm just burning through the new tunnel.
Put your hands together, folks.
I'm doing a neutron dance. I'm just burning, doing a neutron dance.
Now all I want you to do is repeat after me, folks.
What?
Simple. I said all I want you to do is repeat after me, folks.
Me too.
Yeah. Here we go.
I'm just burning. I'm just burning.
I don't think that hurt you.
No, no, folks. I said all I want you to do is repeat after me. Okay, you got that?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Come on, put your hands together.
Loud, everybody in the back. Everybody,
let's go.
I'm just burning. I'm just.
Yeah.
I'm on fire.
Louder.
I'm on.
Woo-hoo.
I'm just burning. I'm just. I'm on fire. I'm just burning, doing a new job.
Mr. Clarence Wahoo Collins. Sure you're right.
I'm just burning.
I'm just checking.
You go out there and burn them tables up, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Slot machine music.
Yeah. Anyway, you know, it's our contention that the show is not a show without those folks who back you up, because it look awfully silly of us all evening standing out here trying to perform with you folks, singing Acapulco, acapella.
See, once again, a man ahead of his time.
I tell you. So, well, a big round of applause. Would you do this for us? Because these gentlemen are so talented. Ladies and gentlemen. My mind was blank. The Bob Seidman Orchestra.
Joe Seidman Orchestra.
Take a bow. Stand up.
Take a bow. Take a bow. Take a bow. It happens to all of us.
No, you see, what it was, his brother Bob is right there, and I got confused. Anyway.
You want to meet my doctor, man?
Yes, I do. Pretty quickly. Yes, I do. Anyways, here's a gentleman that we say we discovered because, in fact, I think we did, because
we met him in Detroit two years ago,
and this kid was playing. We said, who is that? We said, who is that kid? And then we found out how old he was. He was only 14. We said, ooh. But we were just knocked down that he had that kind of maturity playing and the talent that he had so young. So we figured we'd give him a little time, you know, a few years. And then we picked him up when he was 16. No, not really. But he's a very talented young man. He's going to go a long way in this business.
We're glad to have him with us.
Mr. Tom Clapettis.
Tom.
How about that, young
man? Terrible Tom. Let him have it. Let him have it.
Let him have it.
Baby.
And of course, this very talented young lady, very beautiful, very talented. She's our conductor and our arranger, Miss Mary Ekla.
Mary.
How are you doing today, Mary?
Hola. Mon chéri. Hola.
You know, we consider ourselves to be blessed to record so many remarkable songs. Especially this next one, because a song like this does not come along but every 20 or 30 years. But it's all of the standard, which simply means a lot of people are going to be singing this song long after we're gone over this earth. But the one thing that makes us feel good is that it was written especially for the Imperials and myself in 1965 by Teddy Randazzo and Bobby Weinstein, and produced by the late, great Don Costa. Now, we're told by the recording experts, the Imperials and I are the only recording artists that ever sold over 4 million records of this song. We hope you enjoy it, but above all, we hope you remember it.
Well, I think I'm going out of my head. I can't think of anything but you. And I think I'm going out of my head.
Out of my head.
As I can't explain the tears that I shed.
Out of my head.
Just walk past me, you don't even know that I exist.